Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, Trinity Sunday. Our scripture reading comes from John's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Our scripture lesson is found in John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The Sunday after Pentecost has come to be regarded in the church as the festival of the Holy Trinity. The word Trinity is not found in Holy Scripture. It has been devised and invented by men. That is also why it always sounds a little cold. It would be far better if we simply said God in place of the Trinity. This word signifies that God is threefold with respect to person. This is a heavenly matter which the world cannot understand. That is why I have so often reminded you that this article, as well as others, must not be based on reason or any human similes or allegories. It must be based and ground on passages of the Scriptures. God himself knows well what this article means and how he should speak about himself. The theological schools have devised many distinctions, dreams, and fictions in their efforts to set forth the Holy Trinity and have made fools of themselves in the effort. In this connection, then, we shall take simple statements of Scripture by which we may grasp and comprehend the deity of Christ. To begin, there are many passages to be quoted here from the New Testament. One of the best known of these passages forms the beginning of John's Gospel. And it reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Accordingly, since he was not made, but was the maker himself, he must be very God." And John says a little later, "And the Word became flesh." Let us pray. Worthy of praise from every mouth, of confession from every tongue, and worship from every creature is your glorious name, O Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Abide with us, your unworthy servants, with your word and grace, now and forever. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/SIT.